This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating the and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic of discussion Tuesday. Global leaders meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide have now surpassed 31 million, with more than 960,000 deaths. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. Russia's president also touted his nation's progress on a vaccine. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill Tuesday night. The agreement comes only after President Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. Stopgap measure will keep federal agencies here in the U.S. fully open and running into December. President Trump said he plans to announce Saturday his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his short list. He met Monday with the appellate court judge, Amy Coney Barrett. Mr. Trump appointed Barrett to her current position. Former Vice President Joe Biden, challenger in the election coming in November, has called for the next president, whoever wins the election, to pick the Supreme Court nominee. Via remote, this is VOA News. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to President Trump was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the U.S. president. At a court in Buffalo, New York, Pascal Feria requested a court-appointed attorney. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Schroeder entered a not-guilty plea on her behalf. According to an FBI affidavit, a note in the ricin-laced letter to President Trump read, and I'm quoting now, "I found a new name for you, the ugly tyrant clown. I hope you like it," end of quote. The affidavit said investigators found six additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September to people staffing detention centers where Ferrier was held last year after an arrest for a weapons possession charge. She is deemed a flight risk and will be held in detention until a special hearing on September the 29th. A spokesman for European Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has now been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. Summit now scheduled for October 1st through the 2nd will focus on issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and the tensions between Greece and Turkey over the energy rights on the Eastern Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. Participants are also expected to consider final approval for sanctions against Belarus regarding the crackdown following last month's disputed presidential election. Police in Cameroon used tear gas Tuesday and water cannons to disperse protesters calling for an end to President Paul Biya's near 40-year rule. Protest was called by Biya's rival, Maurice Kamto, of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement Party, who hopes to spark a popular revolt. Security forces have in recent days packed the streets of Cameroon's largest cities in anticipation of the planned demonstrations, raising concern among residents of a return to the kind of violent crackdowns that have met protests in recent years. And the Pakistani court Tuesday sentenced two men to death and another four convicts to life in prison for setting a garment factory on fire back in 2012. The worst industrial fire in the country's history. It killed some 264 people. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.